I think it goes without saying that the musogim, the concepts that we have in Torah, in Yahadus, in Musar, are defined and felt very differently from the way the world looks at things. And I think that perspective is very important because it helps us to grow to the, you know, the level that we're supposed to the Mosai Gia Masai Lamasai Avoisai. And by understanding the extent of these concepts, it gives us a goal, it gives us an image, it gives us a picture of where we're supposed to go. So the Ralbag here has an interesting comment about Yehuda and his new acquaintance, the Ish Adulomi. Chira was his name. So he says as follows. He says, we learn from here to Elis Amidah. So who? Sheroi la'odam kishayova logu b'mokam ma. He came to a new place. He comes to a new place. She yishtadal sheyiu lo shom oyhavim. He should attempt to have people there who love him. People that he loves, that love him. To have good, close, loving friends. With this will be completed for him his living there, that he'll be living b'sholem. And this is the raya is because you see, Yehuda attempted to find himself a friend and a person who would be beloved, he'd have a loving relationship with him. To what extent did this love go? So for the love that he had for him, I don't know whose love for whom, maybe mutual, usually it's mutual. When he went up to the those that were taking care of the tzoyin, for who ish soidoi, he was his confidant. He went to Tomor to take back the security that he had given her at the time. And he saved Yehuda from the Busha and the Tsar to have to go himself. And this shows, this indicates the depth, the extent of the love that he had, that he had for him, that he had together with him. So to me, it struck me as something very interesting. He says there's a need to have a close, loving friend, or close, loving friends. And when you come to a new place and you don't have any friends, so that's very important, he says. But the reason he gives is, Bozet tushlam loy hayeshiva shom bisholim. Now that I have this close friend, this loving relationship with someone, and here it was with, the example was with one person, now my living in this place is now bisholim. And the extent of the friendship that he lists is something that's very extensive. He goes with him together, and he's ish soide, he's a personal confidant, and he goes to this very embarrassing situation for him to save him the embarrassment, to go to the Kdesho and to take back the Erovin. All of these things are the extent of this love. But to call this, that now it's Tushlamo HaYeshiva B'Sholim, what if he wouldn't have such a friend? He comes into a new place, says good morning to everybody, he's friendly with everybody, he doesn't take anything from any, steal from anyone, he doesn't cheat anyone, he doesn't insult anyone, he acts normally, he's a Baal Musar, he's a mensch, bein olam chaveroi, a very, very kind and upright citizen, and everyone can respect him, and he lives b'sholem. It seems that there'd be something lacking in the sholem in which he lives, unless he has a person or more like, better even, persons that with their uyavim, that there's a depth of sholem that goes just beyond the lack of having anything negative, the lack of having any argument, the lack of having any friction. And it goes to the extent that I have this confidant, this loved one, the extent that's yera al chizek ha'avoso imoy. I go so far, he'll go to the end of the world for me. And only then am I truly living in my new place, Bisholem. Now, it doesn't seem that he's having this relationship with everybody. But at least if I have such a relationship, so I'm living on a different plane. I participate in this place. There's a level of Sholem that I appreciate, which I guess could have some impact on everything else he does because he has this close relationship. Rabbeinu Yonah says that from a relationship between a husband and a wife, a person can learn the depths of a haftal reichu kamoicho, because I have a dugma, because I have a situation, I have a place to learn from, I have a place to access or to develop it. And when I can do that, it could spread. But it seems that it would be a lack in his sholim if he didn't have at least this experience to have someone at such a loving with such a loving relationship, which means that the definition, according to Chazal, according to Torah, of sholim is not the lack of fighting, the lack of arguing, the lack of friction, but it's a whole new world of the depths of love and understanding and commitment and confidentiality that exists between two people, and that can spread to everything else. Which means that, you know, we live in a world where it's not too much sholem, that's for sure. There's this constant arguing and bickering and fighting and but that's not really the chesaron. The chesaron emanates from someplace deeper than that. That there's not really these bonds, this friendship, this loving relationship. That seems to be the yesod upon which sholem, really living in a place, coming to a new place, and shetushlam ayeshiva shom b'sholem, because he now has this one relationship. It's a whole new look. It's a whole new definition of what it means sholem. I think the Sefer, I tried to look for it, I couldn't find it this morning. I think the Sefer Chinuch says that in Bayanuas Dvorim, if you say to someone who had a hanging in his family to hang up this fish, so he says that he brings the Gemara, that's together, he calls it, that's a Noas Tvorim, but he says that's a breach in the Sholem. Saying a word that's not in the most sensitive appreciation for the person, that's already you breach the Sholem. The Chazon Ish used to say, you shouldn't ask a person to do a toiva that you think he might not be willing to do, because that's already, it creates a friction. What's the friction? A guy says, you couldn't do it, they're terrible, I'm not so fragile that if he says he can't do it for me, it's but creates a certain friction. And that the slightest little friction, I think that may be the pshat in, I have to look again, I haven't seen it for years, but Mishanin Mokum Erev, Ein Mishanin Mokum Erev Chatzeros, Bipnei Darkei Sholem. And Erev Chatzeros has to say in one place, because of Darkei Sholem. What's a Darkei Sholem? I think, I'm not sure, this I off the record, but I think that the pshat over there is because if I don't see the Erev Chatzeros and I see somebody carrying me chotzer el chotzer and betoich something, you know, chotzer sheinu mureves, so then I think he's Mechal Shabbos, he's doing an Issa D'Rabbanan, and that too is a breach of Sholem. There can't be the same relationship. Relationships are so delicate. To really live B'Sholem, it requires the fine-tuning of every aspect of our relationship with the depth of love. And if I have such a dogma, then it could spread, then it could secure a certain level of Sholem. But if I don't, then it's something is lacking in the Sholem. Okay, just one more thought here. When the Ashes Potiphar tries to persuade Yosef to sin with her, so he says to her, he says, your husband appointed me, Einin Godol Babayse Mimeni. He says, V'eich Ese Horo HaGadol HaZois, your husband has done so much for me, how can I do this terrible thing to him? So Rabag says the Toelis Bemidus is Vush Ein Roy LeOdem Ligmol Ra LeMishag Malohu Toiv. It's not appropriate to do bad for someone who did good for you. Omar Yosef Leishes Potifera She'ein Roy SheYigmol LaAdoinov Zois Horo. It's not appropriate I should do this bad thing to him. Tachas HaToiv Asher Gmolasu. He says, he did good for me, and I'm going to do something bad for him. So it struck me as very strange. Here we're talking about violating the most personal, intimate, precious relationship that a person has. This is not stam. You did me a toiva, so how can I not do you a toiva? How can I hurt you a little bit? How can I hurt your feelings? This is Yahori Valyavor. This is the breach of the ultimate corruption, adulteration. It's called adultery, adulteration of the relationship. And yet, the tviya is certainly what she could understand, and maybe even that's the overriding tviya bichlau that I'm not sure about, is that it's roa tachas tviya. How can you do that? What do you mean? How can I do this? This is the worst thing in the world. No, but there's something. To us, okay, you know, it's nice. It's not nice to do something not nice to a person who is nice to you. No, that's such a basic, that hakoras hatoiv, that impossible. How can I hurt a person who was good to me? How can it overrides the fact that I'm doing the greatest avla in the world, or at least in her ability to understand, which also indicates something about it, that I can't. No, it's almost there's something about it that's worse than the avla itself, and that's the roa tachas toiva. This is the most despicable act in the world, but to do it to him, roa tachas toiva. How can I do it? That seems to be, and even in the doing to him, just stam, it's a violation of him. But the fact that it's roa tachas toiva, it's almost like the actual thing that I'm doing is almost not relevant. What's relevant is I did roa tachas toiva. That's the ugliest of ugly things, and that's the extent of a person has to have such hakoras hatoiv that if somebody did something good for me, how can I? It's impossible. It would be more overriding than the worst avla I could do to the person, the fact that I'm mishalim roa tachas toiva.